We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New research suggests that phone use is to blame for horns growing on young people's skulls. That's right. Smartphones are reshaping your child's skull. Not so worried about Tide Pods now, are you?
What's today?
Monday.
Recovery Monday.
Monday?
Oh, already?
Where'd the time go?
What do you mean Monday?
I hate Mondays.
Yeah, where'd the time go?
Mondays are the worst.
Oh, I hate Mondays.
And so begins another wonderful work week.
No!
Come on.
That's R.I.P. Bishop Bullwinkle. That's who that was. He has passed away. I'd never heard of him until today, but I love me some Hell
me
to the Now.
Who is that?
I don't know. Some guy named Bishop Bullwinkle. Kevin, any more information on him?
All I know is if you go to YouTube to find his music and you type in Bishop, it goes right to Bishop Bullwinkle and Hell to the Knob.
Hell to the Knob.
Huh.
And he passed away at the age of 70 over the weekend, I believe.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. I know, and I've just discovered his talents.
Yeah, well, his music's still around. We can invest.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're saying to the rain. I mean, come on. I got to spend 3 hours at a golf course on Friday to play two holes.
Ooh.
That was fun.
That's rough.
Uh-huh.
How'd you shoot?
Who knows?
On those two holes?
I think we were one under. That's right. Yeah. One under all on right. Two holes. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We could have won it if we stopped it there.
Well, we got all the baseball in this weekend.
Yeah, what happened last night? I went to bed before.
Nah, it wasn't good for the Cardinals.
But it was kind of cool. I mean, obviously the Pujols stuff continued, and that was his you know, what will probably be his final game in St. Louis. But the Cardinals were down, I think, 6-0 going into the ninth.
Oh, and they scored four runs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was kind of fun. There was a second with two out. I believe there were two outs, and it was still 6-0.
Really?
I could be wrong. Maybe we had one earlier, but I think they scored four. Jose Martinez hit a home run. A bunch of guys got on. It was cool.
Yeah, how about that play Colton Wong made?
Oh, that
was so
awesome.
Cool. Do we have that? We should put that online. It was awesome. It was a double play. He turned a double play, but how he handed the ball off.
He almost like batted it like
it
volleyball.
It was so cool.
Yeah,
it was really
cool.
I mean, there was a loss, but a cool play.
Yeah.
And two out of three. That ain't bad. I heard Pujols spent like $40,000 on tickets for this weekend.
I heard that as well.
Yeah, like 100 for Friday, 100 for Saturday, and 100 for Sunday's game.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know.
I got to go Friday, and I've got some stories about that we'll talk about. It's interesting.
And we have a whole new show today.
I don't
know who you are, and I don't know who Lance is.
Yeah, I know.
It's hopping.
Clean shaven.
Yeah.
That's right.
You guys are ready for your close-ups.
I called Lance. I said, buddy, it's time.
We coordinated it.
And now, here we are.
I had been going for a while where it's like, I have got to shave this thing off. It was just driving me nuts. Finally, Saturday was the day.
How long does some... How long does something like that take?
What does it take? Well, it probably takes me longer because I just shaved the beard, and then Libby looked at me and said, well, but your hair is all long now, and it looks even longer. I said, okay. So I had to go back and shave off everything. So all told, beard and hair on my head, what little I have left, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
No.
It took me... It took me a while because, as requested, I stopped and took pictures.
Oh, you took pictures in between?
That's what you asked for, yeah.
I did. I can't believe you actually did it.
I don't know what's getting posted, but there's a mustache, there's a real bad goatee, and some...
I think we got to do some kind of photo album.
I had a good time with it.
Uh-huh. You were bored yesterday, apparently.
I had some time. Once you get started, and then cleanup takes the longest.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You're right.
Well, it's good to see your faces, your handsome faces. Today on the show, we're going to continue giving those Shawn Mendes tickets away. He's coming to town this weekend, and we've got your tickets and your meet and greet passes today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Wednesday, two shots at winning tickets and meet and greet passes. So everybody that wins the tickets to see Shawn Mendes on the 30th also gets to go backstage and meet Shawn Mendes.
And I don't know if you saw, it's on the Y98 Twitter, but Annalise, who won last week, her mom won. Her mom telling her on video that she's going to meet Shawn Mendes, and she just lost her mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really cool. It's on the Y98 Twitter.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So, more chances for that. We have also got foodstuffs today. Jen will have your entertainment schmig. How did Toy Story 4 do over the weekend at the box office? She'll let us know. It was number one, you know, but did it make as much as they thought it would make? She'll give you the rundown at about 6:37. Also, a bona fide or bogus today about summer. First day of summer Friday. Everybody got to spend it indoors with that terrible rain.
Yay.
Let's talk about your weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. There is rain in the forecast, but according to my app, my weather app, it says 7 a.m. is when the highest percentage of rain is. And then after that, it's 20% all day. And I don't know if you looked at the sky this morning, but it was really cool.
Really cool. Are you being skeptical about forecasts?
Always.
I know that, I ended up going to the Muni on Saturday night, and I was kind of a last-minute addition to the roster because it was just going to be my wife that was going.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, 95 and humid on Saturday, good luck.
It was lovely.
It was beautiful.
It was a perfect Muni night.
Rain came through.
Cooled everything off.
Nice and cool. There was a breeze. And, you know, after the rain in the morning, you know, like on Friday, the forecast was 95 on Saturday. And then Saturday morning, we had that rain. I look at my forecast and high 86. And it's like, yeah, that's close.
It was lovely. Lovely. It looks like tomorrow, no news of rain in the forecast. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it looks like we're highs in the 90s. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. A lot of people, I'm sure, next week, taking a little vacation for the 4th of July week. I know I am.
Me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
High five.
virtual five.
Yeah, I need a break, man. I'm a little crabby lately.
It's such a great week for a vacation.
It is.
Yeah. Summer. Mm-hmm.
We get one day off, but we're hoping for that additional second.
Yeah. I can't tell you how much I'm hoping for that second.
Yeah, we'd like a... Because we get like a... What's it called?
Floating holiday?
That's it.
Okay.
And they butt it up to something, and it's usually something like 4th of July.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When it's on a Thursday, mm-hmm. isn't...
Oh, floating holiday, but the company decides where it lands.
Right. Yes.
Got it. They can put it wherever they want.
Like mm-hmm. last year, we had to work Christmas Eve. Was that the thing?
I think so.
But we were off Christmas Day, and they decided...
Christmas Eve would be the floating holiday.
No, last minute, they just gave it off. We had already had our floater.
You're right.
We already had our floater, Kevin.
Right. So it was an extra float.
Yep, it was.
Oh, there's an extra float?
We got an extra float last year.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, they were very like, we're going to do this for you. If it was already on the schedule, that's
it
obnoxious.
It was not already on the schedule.
It was very benevolent of them.
It was.
Okay.
And we're hoping for that benevolence possibly be next week as well.
Me too.
All right, so over the weekend, actually yesterday, you know how you go down that internet hole? Well, Nick and I both did. Well, he started, and then I was curious. So you know that guy that had the viral video, I Ain't Gay No More? It was here locally.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the best videos of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just solid from beginning to end. It makes us all so happy. So Nick pulled it up because he was just looking at it again because he likes to do it from time to time.
Sure.
Well, then there was an interview with the guy. That is the subject of it.
Yeah.
And he's not going back to his church. He hasn't gone back to his church because he didn't know he was being videoed and it was being put up online.
Uh-huh.
So he was bummed about it.
Oh,
All right. So this interview, though, he said, and I found it interesting, and I was curious, like, how this happens and how much it happens. He was given $10,000 from Facebook because of this video.
Because it, what?
Because it went viral.
But he wasn't the source of it.
It doesn't matter. He got 10 grand from Facebook. How does this happen?
How does that work?
I don't know.
So your whole stop before you got the answer to that?
Yes. I mean, it was like, who else gets money? If something goes viral, does anybody know this happens? When it happens, I mean,
is that why so many people try to go viral?
Well, no, because usually you're putting up the video.
Yeah.
So you get paid because it's on your thing and you eventually sell advertising and everything else. But if you're just in it.
Yes.
And I assume someone else put it up. I don't see how you get money.
He did. He said in this interview, he got $10,000 for being a part of this video. Mm.
Did he get $10,000 for the interview that you were watching?
No, no. It was not a high quality. It wasn't Gail King. I mean, not that the interviewer is bad or anything, but it was a nothing interview, like a local looking interview.
Maybe it started going and they didn't have his permission. And so then to get it, they had to pay him.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I would love to hear from people that got money for a video or anything you posted. Has anybody, we have to have a listener that's gotten money from.
Yeah, I would think so.
Facebook or one of these social sites for something going viral. I mean, isn't that interesting to know, though? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting information.
Yeah.
All right. Call us 531-9898, or you can text us if you want to be anonymous. But I thought that was a fascinating thing.
And he still is loving a woman, right?
Yes, he has a woman in his life.
Okay.
But man, the comments on it are so funny. You should have seen his outfit in the interview, too. It was very over the top.
What a gift that guy was.
Oh, man, he is. It makes me happy still. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We've got Kevin the intern. We've got the clean-shaven gents on the show, Tim and Lance. Not that they're the only gents on the show, Kevin. I didn't mean it like that.
That's quite all right.
Speaking of gents, Kevin and I both riding the horse today.
Huh? Oh.
Wearing polo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why it sounds weird. That sounded weird.
Riding the horse?
I don't know.
That's what you call it.
And is it? My mind went to another place, and I don't want to discuss it.
That's weird.
We got a lot of stuff to win for you to win today. We've got three in a row. You go, and we have a pair of tickets to the Cards A's game tomorrow night. So we'll give you a chance to do that in the 8 o'clock hour. Shawn Mendes tickets we have for you. Not only that, but meet and greet as well. And we'll do that at around 7:20 this morning. So don't go anywhere. All right. It's a couple travel stories. There's a nightmare travel story and then a story about if you had a nightmare travel experience, how could it could behoove you. All right, so this woman was on an Air Canada flight and she was going back to her home in Toronto earlier this month. She had been visiting a friend in Quebec. It was a really short flight, and she had an entire row to herself, okay? Mm-hmm. So she fell asleep, mm-hmm. and I'm sure she fell asleep horizontally, mm-hmm. you know, on all the seats. Well, she woke up a few hours later. The plane was pitch black, cold, and parked. The crew had just forgotten her on the flight.
What?
Her phone was dead, so she couldn't call for help. Can you imagine waking up? This is some kind of crazy, terrible nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't call for help. She wound up finding a flashlight in the cockpit. She pried the plane's door open, and then using the flashlight, she signaled for help because it was a 50-foot drop to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
A crew member who was driving around saw her, and he asked her how they forgot her. He's like, what are you doing in the plane? She's like, I fell asleep. She's probably still all messed up.
Right.
He helped her get down with the ladder, took her back to the airport. She said ever since she's had insomnia. Air Canada has been calling her repeatedly to talk about what happened. And apparently she had been suffering from insomnia before this. And I guess maybe when she got on the plane, she was just out.
Mm-hmm.
And Air Canada has confirmed all of this has happened, and they're looking into it.
Usually when you get off a plane, they're pretty quick to go through and check
all the rooms.
For trash and for other things.
Yes, right.
And you'd think they would see a sleeping person.
It's crazy, right?
Well, I wonder if she woke up, you know, because of her insomnia, woke up and moved and then came back and fell asleep somewhere else. You know what I mean?
It doesn't say any of that in here.
I'm just trying to guess how they would miss something like that.
Somebody messed up. Somebody's getting fired.
Don't you think?
That is bad and really scary. I wonder how long since it had been cleared out she was still asleep. You know what I mean?
It
how
says,
long was she on that plane alone?
Well, it was a short flight. It's a real short flight. And she fell asleep for a few hours.
Yikes. That had to be so weird if you're that employee driving around and you just see somebody flashing.
Oh, right?
And I think the craziest thing is you fall asleep. And, you know, I'm not the greatest flyer. You fall asleep while the plane's in motion. You wake up, it's not moving, and it's dark on the
inside.
You
feel like it's death. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like, I am dead.
Yeah.
I am, this is what death is.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not a great flyer either. And I've had some weird things happen where I went to the bathroom, and while I was in the bathroom, everyone had to fasten their seatbelts, and because we were going through turbulence, and they made me stay in the bathroom. We had to have an emergency landing once because the landing gear was broken.
Mm.
So fire trucks were waiting on the tarmac for us. I mean, I've had a bunch of, and Nick says, I will it upon us.
Ah.
You know, the secret, how you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask the universe for what you want.
Yes, apparently I asked the universe to have terrible flights.
Well, this guy will be, flying free for the rest of her
life. Don't you think?
Absolutely. If she wants to.
But only in Canada.
Yeah, if that's got to happen, you probably want it.
Well, and we've all had nightmare vacation stories. Mine's really old now, but the gist is I bought my parents a cruise. Nick and I were going with them. We got to the port. My parents were already on the boat. Nick lost his license somewhere from the airport to the boat. We couldn't go on the cruise.
Mm.
My parents sailed without us. Then we had to spend a ton of money just to vacation then. Like, we went to Key West. We did not like Key West, and I'm sure it's because our mental state was not.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard great things about Key West, but we were in it wouldn't have mattered where we would have gone. We were in terrible moods. So there's a company that's going to do a vacation do-over for you, and it's worth $10,000. They enlist a group of experts. You send in your vacation horror story, and then you get an all-expenses vacation paid up to 10 grand for you and whoever else you'd like to bring.
That's a great idea.
Isn't it? The only condition is that, and it's all put together by a verified travel advisor. And we've used travel agents since then, and we always get insurance now, too.
Mm.
The only condition is that the trip has to be completed within 1 year of winning. And you send in your vacation disaster story. You fill out an entry form by July 19th. You include a brief description, why you deserve a vacation do-over, and a video. And you can send that. You can make that on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and then that further details your story.
Wow.
And the winner will be announced on August 1st.
Are you going to go for it?
I don't know.
Jen's got the 9/11 story, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
she got sick in Italy, too. That's kind of a...
Yeah, but she had a great time up until she got back home.
Huh?
Well, she did have a day or two of bad, of some ill feelings. Mine's worse than any of those.
Yeah.
Mine is definitely worse. And then, like, for Nick to get back on the plane, we had to jump through hoops for that because he didn't have a license to show.
Oh, yeah.
It was an ugly, ugly time in my life.
Start working on your video.
Kevin, I'll give you this, and you can post this online in case anybody wants to enter the vacation do-over contest. Your Ashley Home Store weather, mostly cloudy, breezy. There is rain in the forecast and then clearing during the day.
Time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thank you, Sammy. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know how it works. I am going to read a statement. You guys are going to guess whether it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Summer just started, at least officially. So your topic today, summer facts.
First day of summer.
Sound good,
everybody? First day of summer, last Friday.
That's right.
I'm ready, man.
Got some good stuff here.
Not a great first day of summer, by the way.
No.
Rain.
Heavy rain.
It cleared up.
But first day of summer is to be spent at the pool.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
We're on a golf course, and I was rain delayed for 3 hours and got two holes in. Go ahead.
You're very upset about this.
A long wait, man.
Bonafide or bogus, eating garlic will keep mosquitoes away.
Bonafide.
That sounds bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bogus.
Ah,
garlic dang. And other gimmicks like essential oils, ultrasonic devices, and smartphone apps all have little, if any, scientific evidence showing that they will protect you. Stick with bug sprays or picaridin.
What?
This other thing. Bug sprays. Just stick with bug sprays. That's
bonafide.
The point. Don't look. It's bonafide or bogus.
I'm trying to figure out the word for you.
The microphone's not on.
Up next, bonafide or bogus.
What about the candles? Citronella.
Yeah, man. If they've got that thing in it, they're fine.
Okay.
Or something called DEET.
DEET.
Oh,
DEET.
Yeah, DEET.
Guys, DEET. Come on.
I know DEET.
Yeah, you got to get this. Yeah.
Something called DEET. You've never heard of DEET?
Everybody knows DEET. Are you kidding me? Of course. I know what DEET is.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Up next, bonafide or bogus. The dog days of summer refer to a particular time, the weeks between July 3rd and August 11th.
No, I think it's isn't it after that? It does. Well,
I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bogus too because I thought it was like late dog days of summer, late in the summer. Am I right?
I think it's just when it's hot,
yeah,
right?
It's really,
really,
hot
really, really hot.
Yeah. I'm going to say bonafide.
Bonafide.
It's bonafide.
Bonafide.
It is in fact July 3rd to August 11th. The dog days are over. That's on August. Or,
that's
yeah,
Florence
August
and the Machine's weather.
They're named after the dog star Sirius in the Canis constellation.
Yeah.
And the Greeks used to blame that dog for the hot temperatures, drought, and sickness that occurred.
Interesting.
And summer. Dog star Keanu Reeves band.
That's right. Solid.
That's when I met him, when he was traveling around with his band and he didn't use deodorant.
He holds down the low end.
That's bonafide, Kevin.
Bonafide or bogus? Bonafide or bogus, you can catch a cold from air conditioning.
No, it's
I'm going to say bonafide because I've had it before. I got it.
You've had a cold? Me too.
No, I've had a cold too. When I came back to work after vacation and the air conditioning was on full blast here, I started getting a runny nose. So I'm going to say bonafide.
Yeah. I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bonafide.
Bonafide.
It is bogus.
Ha ha, dummies.
At least not from the temperature alone. There is some...
It's real to me!
There's some evidence that running the AC constantly can dry out your nasal passages and make it a little bit easier for viruses to enter your body, but not really.
Okay.
Bonafide or bogus? Mm-hmm. Any drink can rehydrate you on a hot day.
No.
No, that's kind of
bogus.
Bogus.
Coffee has caffeine
beer,
in it.
Dehydrates you.
Beer too, yeah.
Hydrates me.
Bogus.
You guys are all super smart. Drinks with a lot of sugar or alcohol can actually dehydrate you. So if you're outside on a hot day, make sure you're drinking lots of water and not counting on soda or beer just because there's water in it.
Sugar can dehydrate you? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Bonafide or bogus?
Bonafide.
Bonafide.
Finally, bonafide or bogus? The Eiffel Tower grows taller in the summer.
I'm gonna say bonafide because it expands.
I'm gonna say bonafide too.
Bonafide.
You contract in the winter, shrinkage,
right?
In the cold, and expand in the summer.
It is bonafide. It's made of iron.
Yeah.
Metal expands with heat. As a result, the Eiffel Tower can grow more than 6 inches in hot weather.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Or whenever it...
I just shut up.
Okay. Bonafide or bogus?
Celebrities getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The ones that don't have them yet will surprise you. I mean, I was like doing a deep dive on RuPaul the other day.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. Oh my gosh, it's like we're living in the past. Madonna and Bruce Springsteen have the number one and number two albums in America, just like they did back in 1985 when Like a Virgin was number one and Born in the USA was number two.
Crazy.
Wow.
And Toy Story is number one at the box office.
Yeah, it is.
Toy Story 4, they said the only movie that could be number one at the box office, and they could say it's a huge disappointment because it only made $118 million. Some people are saying between 140 and 150. There was even an estimate as big as 200,000.
I bet in this area, it was higher.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people all their plans changed this weekend with the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin saw it with his family. I saw it with my family. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Yes, I did cry. Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids were like, oh, God, Mom's crying. Dad, Mom's crying. Stop crying. Mom, stop crying.
And what was second?
Child's Play.
I saw a few people make the joke of like pictures of their kids with popcorn, you know, at the Child's Play sign, and it said, we heard there was a reboot of a magical movie about toys coming to life. Can't wait. Brought the whole family. Can't wait to see it.
That's great. It was so sweet, though, because, I mean, not only were young kids going to see it, there was this adorable family where the boy was dressed as Woody and his dad was wearing Woody's hat. Aww. Like, they were a little team. But there was a group of about seven people in front of us, and it was two parents and all of their grown kids that are like home from college, but they had to be kids when the first Toy Story came out, and they were all going to see it together. It was super sweet. I'm going to move on before I start crying. Stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This is unbelievable. Julia Roberts does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yet.
What?
America's Sweetheart?
That's crazy to me. Don't they have to buy it?
Yes. Really? So usually they don't buy it, but a movie theater will buy it to promote a
studio.
Film. Press. Yeah.
Studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did I say movie theater?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Marcus, wherever it is.
I don't have that kind of money.
Listen, that Mr. Marcus is super nice.
I know. You just want him to be your relative in some way.
Yeah,
he comes on the screen.
Chris Hemsworth, Spike Lee, Octavia Spencer, Mahershala Ali, and Batman getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. TV stars getting stars. Andy Cohen, St. Louis's own. Cool. Christina Applegate, Dr. Phil. They put Lawrence Fishburne in the television category, I think because he's on the TV show right now, and that's who's springing for the star. Kathy Lee, Cindy Crawford,
nice.
Yep. And Andy Kaufman. And music, Elvis Costello, right on, Muddy Waters, 50 Cent, and Alicia Keys. And in theater and live performance, Dave Chappelle and Broadway star Billy Porter. There you go.
Do they ever take any off?
He's been demoted.
Well, I don't know.
You know?
No. I think they might have removed Cosby.
I don't think they did, but people like defaced it.
And Trump's too gets a lot of graffiti and stuff.
They've had to repair it a couple times. Matthew Perry. Oh, man, I would hate to be a celebrity.
Oh my gosh.
And
anytime I go to Walgreens, I look terrible.
Right?
That's my place where I look the worst.
Well, he was spotted not looking great, and a British tabloid published the photos, and they made note of his, quote, long, unkempt fingernails. He said, listen, I'm getting a manicure this morning. That's okay, right? It means,
It has man in it, I think.
Yeah,
something.
I mean, it says man right in the word. That's what he said.
He does have sleep pillow on his face.
Yeah. Oh no, he has like
he's like a dent.
Right.
Sleep dent on his face.
Oh no.
Could he be any more tired?
Carrie Underwood was on tour, stopped in Milwaukee, and someone showed her the 40-pound cheese sculpture that they made of her.
Funny.
They say she was speechless. Well, yeah, wouldn't you be? I mean, drawing a picture of someone, making some sort of art, a painting or something, that's one thing. But how long does it take to carve Carrie Underwood out of a 40-pound block of cheese?
It's well done.
Yeah.
It's well done. Even as the the mascara running down.
Oh, my Lord. You can see it at Y98.com. On TV tonight, 9 men left on The Bachelorette, and 2 of them get into an arm wrestling match, but they call it a wrist wrestling match.
What is that? What?
Don't know. They're grasping at straws here, trying to get you to tune in. Legion, 3rd season premiere on FX. And get ready, The Hills, New Beginnings on MTV. The original cast reboots. Oh, God. God help us all. They've added their children to the mix. But Natasha Bedingfield is back, too, with a remix of the song
nice.
Unwritten for The Hills. Way to go.
Work.
I know.
She was.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, always hooking you up with experiences you just can't buy, like Shawn Mendes coming to town this weekend, right?
Sunday?
June 30th. And not only do we have your tickets to his show at Enterprise Center, but meet and greet passes. That's happening in the 7 o'clock hour and in the 8 o'clock hour. 3 in a row, you go to see the Cardinals.
All right, Kevin, big weekend for Kevin. He gave his daughter a brand new bedroom.
Yeah.
With like a loft style bed.
Did it all while she was at camp.
Yeah.
Sweet surprise.
Really, really neat.
And Sydney had one of those too. This year it was taken down. She was done with it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a funny thing because, you know, Kennedy was overwhelmed by it. And I was really surprised by that because I was not expecting her reaction. I thought she'd be kind of like, oh, well. But, you know, since we have the dog, Lily has been sleeping with Kennedy. So now Lily can't sleep with Kennedy.
Oh,
so it's kind of like, uh-oh. So, but we'll see how it goes. But she was really excited. She loved the fact
changed
that
the color of the walls.
Pink to blue and, you know, put it together in a week. And I tipped my hat to my lovely wife and her dad who kind of did most of the work.
Not shocking.
No. I'm the one who built the shelf. That was easy. But I wasn't.
You built a shelf?
Well, yeah.
And Sarah put together the whole loft bag.
Yes! Right, exactly.
And the hat, Kevin's tipping, belongs to Sarah.
But you also had like some family fun this week. Again, but nothing could prepare you for the news I'm about to share with you. It's a big day for you today because Toys R Us is coming back.
What?
Yes. How?
What's happening?
Okay, so the new owners who bought Toys R Us after it went out of business last year said they're all ready to start opening stores again. They're shooting to open about 6 locations by the end of the year. And the new stores are going to be at about 10,000 square feet, which is about a third of the size that Toys R Us stores used to be.
Huh.
So
yeah,
how
they were so, I mean, enormous.
Yeah, they were.
Because that used to be the only place you could go for toys.
So what are they going to like focus on? What's the specialty if it's smaller?
Toys for us.
Y98 is.
Y98, and it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. May your Monday be short and your coffee be strong. Full work week, but here's the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Courtney's out on Friday. But here's the thing. Next week, you have 4th of July on Thursday, and if your company gives you Friday off, 3-day work week.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Come on, company.
I know. Just keep your fingers crossed.
There we go.
Right, right.
Well, either that or they'll do like an early dismissal that doesn't help
us.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, that'll make me
I know.
Far angrier.
All right. I read 2 things and they're not, one is definitely about women, but the other is about men or women, but I'm pretty sure that it's mostly women in this other thing. So the first thing is that 1 in 3 women have gone on a date for a free meal.
Really? Shame. Ugh, that makes us look bad. Does that?
Are you shaming these women, Jen? That seems...
I am.
I am, too. They say that...
They're hungry.
up to 1 in 3 women say they've gone on a date with a guy who they weren't particularly interested in.
What?
Because they wanted the free meal. I don't even think that's worth it.
I don't think it's worth it either.
I mean, where are you going, first of all?
That's what I was going to say. Maybe it's not necessarily about the freeness of the meal, but it's the place.
The mealness.
Exactly. They want to try. They want to try out the place.
No. Absolutely not.
You know what? Maybe I'm crazy. I don't have a huge problem with it.
No.
Oh, I'm just not surprised by it.
Ugh.
To me, going on a bad date just for a free meal doesn't seem worth it.
It's not
worth
it.
No. Necessarily bad, right?
I've gone on dates with guys that I thought I wanted to go on a date with, and halfway through dinner, I was like, oh my God, this is the worst.
It's not worth it.
And I'm always first date, like, I want to pay. I want to pay for myself.
Yes, pay
because
for half.
I don't want any.
And when was that? When was the last time that happened?
19.
Yeah, right. Prices have gone up, Jen, since we've been in the dating pool. And the researchers also find that the women that do this, and we would love to hear from you. If you're a woman and you want to tell us your mindset.
Yeah, anonymous.
And don't worry, Jen will not.
Shame you?
No. I can't promise anything.
Too late.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
You can text us, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know where the free meal was. Was that worth it? Like, if it's like, I don't want to.
Like, where? I mean, what's.
Well, like a really good place.
I still don't think it's worth it.
Listen, the woman doesn't necessarily have to hate. It's not like, oh, I hate this guy, but I'm going to go because
really
I can't wait to try beef tips.
And maybe you gave him a chance. What kind of tips?
Beef tips, is that a thing?
Yeah, it is. Maybe you gave him a chance for the free meal, and it ended up being better than you thought.
Right, exactly. It could be like you're like, oh, we're going where? All right, I'm in.
But sometimes a great meal has other things that come into play, like great meal, beautiful company, wonderful conversation, and that makes the whole experience better. But if you have this great meal with this turd, the meal's not going to be as great.
Yeah, maybe, but sometimes you're like, this guy's boring, but this potato's incredible.
Yeah. Really? Is a potato really that incredible?
Sometimes, twice baked potato can be life-changing.
Yeah. What's it? It's over by you. What's that place called? The best twice baked potato in the world.
Ponderosa?
The steakhouse. No, over in
Rock Hill. The one I've never been to.
Yeah.
The charcoal house.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that twice baked potato is out of this
world.
It'll
change your entire life.
I'd go on so many bad dates for that twice baked potato. You have no idea.
Okay. Well, text us at 531-9898 or call us, and we'd love to hear from you. But they also found that the women that did this were more likely to do other more controversial things.
Oh, geez.
Like one night stands, faking, sending unsolicited pictures. So that's, but don't, if you want to call us, we are not saying
you're
that.
Now you just discouraged every right. single
you're,
woman from
we're
calling.
Not saying you're not that, we're not saying you're that person. You just want the free, you know, fizzolis. Who doesn't?
Unlimited breadsticks. Yeah. I think you can get on your own.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then this is very intriguing to me because this is not my thing, but they found that in a survey, 1 out of 5 people have gone through their significant other's phone without permission. For millennials, it jumps from 1 out of 5 to 1 out of 3. I've never looked through. I trust Nick. I don't.
Right.
I've never have that feeling that something's going on.
Yeah.
So I've never looked through his phone. And I think I would be. I don't want to see the stuff that he and his friends send to each other. I think it'll bother me because they're just nasty boys.
Like, no, it's like blazers and pocket squares. Like, did you see this thing?
73 people that snoop through the phone say they don't regret it. 33% of these people said they found evidence of something they already suspected.
Ooh.
Mm.
And 18% found out about something they hadn't suspected.
Ugh.
So I would love to hear from like what you found in your significant other's phone.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to call on that either.
No.
Texting. Text us, though. We don't know who you are.
Right. Yeah.
Like something you found that, I mean, crazy. You know,
right.
Not just an affair, but maybe even a crazy affair. I don't know. Maybe lots of coupons for fizzoli.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure.
Lots of pictures of twice baked potatoes. That's when you know something's up.
531-9898 is our phone and text line.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. A chance for scattered showers today and windy with a high of 82. but sunny and 90. Congratulations to Nicole Chumley from Arnold. She is going to see Shawn Mendes, and she gets to meet him backstage. And let me tell you, they are close in age. We could maybe have just found Shawn Mendes' new girlfriend. Just saying.
Hey, that's what we all thought when we had a chance to meet the person we loved.
Oh, like, yeah.
When John Taylor looked at me at the Power Station concert, he was looking right at me.
And then what?
Well, I mean, I thought he was looking at me, but he could have been looking at the masses. I felt the love connection, Tim.
Another chance to meet Shawn Mendes and win tickets to a show Sunday night. Tomorrow, we'll have tickets and two chances on Wednesday. So keep listening to the Courtney and Company Morning Show to win.
Well, listen, you guys doubted that we would get calls or texts, but we did.
Oh, yeah.
One call, the rest texts. about both things. Women that would go on a date for a free meal.
33% of women.
And people that have looked through their significant other's phones and found something on there that either, A, they had it in their gut. They knew something was going on.
Yeah.
Or they had no idea and found something they weren't expecting. So what are we starting with,
Let's
Kevin?
Let's start with the phones first. Just a couple real quick, okay? Somebody had a suspicion about their now ex-husband. So they looked at his phone and found his profile on CatholicMatch.com.
What?
Oh, yeah. That is just so that's doubly
so
bad.
Wrong on many levels.
Oh, yeah. He's just trying to find a church, right? That's,
yeah, that's it.
Closest to him.
You put your you know, bio in and it matches you. Yeah, with, like.
And then there was another one that they didn't go the specifics about how this all ended, but she thought her fiance might be cheating on
again
her.
The gut.
Yeah. So on their wedding night, checked the phone, and sure enough, found nudie pics
on their wedding night. After they had said "I do,"
yeah. And then that's all there is. There is no like, okay, did they get divorced? What happened? There was no follow up to that. So
well, we need to know.
We need more information.
Why didn't she check it before the wedding?
I don't know. I don't know if it was something that maybe she didn't feel it was. You know.
She had doubts when she walked down the aisle.
Yeah.
So update us, text us the update on that. What ended up happening?
Did he like disappear during the reception?
531-9898.
Oh,
and
man.
You also asked about the, did you go on a date just for the free food? All right. So here are the texts coming in for that. I married the man I went on a date with just for the food.
Okay.
They've been married 10 years.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you're not giving somebody a chance. And once you did give them a chance, there was more there.
Yeah. Another one, I have gone on a date for a free meal. The gentleman told me he wanted to learn more about me, despite the fact I told him I was not interested. And so, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go on this date, even though I know you're not interested, but it was to a winery, which he was interested in. So she went to the winery, you know, didn't have a lot of
wine,
but enjoyed
he might have gotten
the place.
Yeah, right.
And then my best friend gets on Bumble weekly to line up her meals for the week.
What?
A lot of people do that, you guys.
That's is crazy.
When you go on a date, Tim, for the first time, do you always pay? I mean, I know you're that guy.
Yeah.
Does the girl ever offer to pay?
Yeah.
If she offers, do you let her pay?
I mean, it typically doesn't become like, some massive struggle, but no, I'll usually just take the check and do it and say, you know, you can pay some other time or something like that.
All right, text us about the free meal. I want to know where you went.
Should I not? What's your...
No, I think you should do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean,
paying all day.
531-9890 is our text line. We've got foodstuffs coming up in 6 minutes on Wednesday.
Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
Well, our texter thought she wanted to marry him, too, until she saw on their wedding night those naked pictures in his phone, and we asked her to text us back about what happened.
Yes.
They got divorced. She said the honeymoon was miserable. She says she, even though she felt that there was something off, she thinks she went through it because everything was planned, which I think is the reason a lot of people do, even if they have that nagging feeling that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they are now divorced. And somebody on the line about the free food thing. Hi, 198.
Hey, I was calling about the free meal thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was really, really nice guy. I really wanted to give him a chance, but I wasn't attracted to anything more than his personality. Uh-huh. So I felt really bad about it. I mean, we were still friends afterwards, but there wasn't anything else there.
So you knew it before you went out with him that you weren't attracted to him.
Yeah, and maybe it was more of a pity date kind of thing.
Yeah, it wasn't about the free biscuits at Red Lobster. It was about,
listen,
this guy's a great guy.
Cheddar Bay biscuits, though, I don't know.
So where did you go? Where was the free meal? I'm curious.
He actually cooked for me. Which kind of almost made it work.
No, he really put a lot of effort in.
I know, you shouldn't have let him go.
He's a really nice guy, but no, I met my husband and we've been married for 13 years and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, when you know, you know.
That's right.
And I feel like your husband's hot, but he can't cook.
For the world we're gonna make.
It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, Delmar Loop, Southampton, St. Charles, a new one coming to Central West End real soon. We're also live on Instagram right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. You can watch us live right now and also check out a lot of cool pictures that are up, like Courtney, Jen, and I at Six Flags on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We were busting bad guys all over the place.
Yeah, you were superior.
Oh, dominant. My God. Superior. He crushed us.
I basically saved the world.
But I feel like my pose is the
kill shot
pose is pretty good.
Yeah, at Courtney & Co. Y98, you can look at Courtney's kill shot on our Instagram page. So get on there. Lots to cover in food stuff. We'll start out with some local stuff. The Washington Post recently published a local's guide to St. Louis by whiskey and soba writer Spencer Pernikoff. He talks about the different neighborhoods and some of the best food. So he says the Central West End is the most interesting neighborhood. Maplewood is the chillest. And then when it comes to food, he says Nathaniel Reed Bakery, we're obviously big fans here, and Living Room Coffee and Kitchen are the best breakfast spots. He says Balkan Treat Box and Union Loafers are his picks for lunch.
I've heard great things about that Union Loafers.
Yeah, it's good.
It's great in the Shaw neighborhood.
Their bread is supposedly like the best.
Oh, it is.
And sometimes they have pizza.
Pizza, I did hear about that too.
It's so great. And Balkan Treat Box is in Webster Groves. And then what was the other one you said after Nathaniel Reed?
Living Room.
Oh, Living Room is in Maplewood. It's right next to Bolliard's Meats and Provisions.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It's next to Bolliard's.
It's right down the street from my acupuncturist on Sutton.
Oh, okay. Now I know where it is.
There you go.
Food stuff.
For dinner, he says Nudo House and Louie.
Oh, yeah.
And for late night, he says Taste and Pie Guy Pizza.
You must have not gone to Salt and Smoke for the late night menu.
I would agree.
Sliders, baby. $2.
That's right. Lance loves it. And this is kind of cool. So this is tomorrow at the Boathouse at Forest Park. They're hosting a bacon-themed competition, and this is a big deal. Local chefs and a few other people pit up against each other for a chance to win $100,000.
Holy cow. How have we not heard about this yet?
Is this a national contest?
If they win this round, they go on to the national thing.
Okay.
So
got
this
it.
Is tomorrow in Forest Park from 4 to 9. It's called the Show Me Series Battle Bacon. A qualifier will go to the World Food Championship.
Wow.
Five different chefs trying to earn a spot in the championship, which is in October in Dallas, where 1,500 chefs from across the nation.
Do we know what local chefs are going to be in it?
Chef Mike Johnson from Sugar Fire Smokehouse, Jack McMurray from the Boathouse, and Stephen Ledbetter from Oaked. And then there's a private chef and then somebody from Houston also involved. This is cool. They compete on a 73-foot-long mobile kitchen called the Maximus Mobile Activation Experience.
That's on the lake?
Which is... No, I thought that at first.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
It was in Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. It's that big.
Oh, that big thing.
Just that is worth seeing.
Okay.
So you can get tickets for $25. You get in, you get food samples, you get beverages, the opportunity to try some of the dishes from these chefs, and possibly you could vote.
That's
to
pretty
see
cool.
Who's going to win the competition.
And when is this?
Tomorrow. From 4 to 9 at the Boathouse at Forest Park.
Okay, cool.
You know someone's going to be walking through Forest Park or running or doing whatever they do, and they're going to be like, it smells like bacon.
I'm hoping you can smell it from my place. I'm right across the way.
Yeah, right.
If they do it right. How about this? Hershey's Take 5 candy bars. You guys familiar?
Yeah.
I've never had one.
The pretzel.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Maybe I don't remember.
I think they're good. Yeah. But they've just never really blown up like they should. So Hershey's has a plan. Rather than changing the ingredients, they're just renaming the bars to Reese's Take Five. And they're giving them new wrappers.
Oh,
because yeah. Reese's are so hot. Mm-hmm. People are buying anything that says Reese's.
Heck yeah.
And it's not crazy because there is chocolate and peanut butter.
Right. If they could bring back any candy bar from your youth that is not available anymore, because I think that's a market right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Something that you had that you loved that they is no longer available, would it be?
We just talked about it last week, the Reggie bar. I grew up in New York State, and Reggie Jackson had his own. It was round, and it had all sorts of, like, gooey, caramely stuff.
Nougat? Was there nougat?
There was some nougat in there. It was a little crunchy. It was chewy. And when you had a loose tooth, you bit into a Reggie bar, and it popped right out.
Okay, Kevin.
Summit.
I cleaned out Big Bear Resorts and Lake of the Ozarks in their Summit bars.
It was like Twix's buddy, and then Twix took off, and Summit
went away. But it was better.
Yes, it was so good.
And the Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
The Marathon bar. Remember
never
that?
Never had a Marathon bar.
It looked like a chain link. It was a real long candy bar, and it was like chain link, but it was just caramel and chocolate.
Oh, God.
Do you remember what I'm talking
about? What was it called again?
Marathon.
Oh, the Marathon.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
I've never heard of any of these. And everything I ate is still around.
Still available?
Yeah. I can't think of anything that was retired.
Lance?
I had to look it up to make sure I had the name right. There was something called the 7-Up. Do you remember that?
It sounds familiar to me.
It was a chocolate candy bar, chocolate covered, but it was 7 segments. So it had like little rectangular pieces that you would take off, and each segment was a different flavor.
Was it sponsored by 7-Up at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
That you like it, or you just remember it?
I just remember it. Yeah. I haven't seen that thing in years. It was okay. It had like a coconut one.
And then finally, a new poll online asking people what foods they refrigerate and what foods they don't.
Well, from doing these through the years, there are things I don't refrigerate anymore because of like hot sauce. I don't refrigerate anymore.
Because it separates in the refrigerator. Right?
Well, I don't know, but it says don't do it.
I don't refrigerate butter.
Oh, yeah, I do.
In my house growing up, we did not either. Butter, 86% of people do store in the fridge.
No, because it's way better on toast than sauce.
And as long as you're going through it fast enough, it's okay.
But we don't.
We do.
So, like, my mom would always have one stick out. Obviously,
that's
keep
how
it
we
in
do
there.
It.
And then one stick out at a time.
Ketchup, we refrigerate, and I know you don't have to.
You don't?
We do the same.
Well, you can't leave it out forever, but typically, if you go through it fast enough, it's okay with ketchup. 88% of people refrigerate, 12% don't.
Eggs. I've heard, like, in Europe, they don't refrigerate
eggs.
What?
Really? That seems greasy.
90% of people refrigerate them, 10% don't.
Okay.
Avocados?
They're not in a cold section.
Avocados, I refrigerate once they're ripe enough to keep them a little bit longer. Otherwise, they turn bad. Mm. But I leave them out on the counter.
55% refrigerate. Everyone else doesn't.
Apples I used to refrigerate, but I don't anymore.
I will not eat a refrigerated apple. I'm not into it. 48% refrigerate, 52% don't.
Huh.
Peanut butter.
No, I don't.
The like supernatural yada yada.
Oh, you
yada,
have to.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to, but then it's too hard to spread. Yeah. So I leave it out.
Yeah. 17% of people refrigerate peanut butter. Tomatoes?
I would think that's a non-refrigerated
thing. That's a no.
Most people do. 71% do. 29% do not.
But they're not in their refrigerated section in the grocery store. They're just out.
Yeah.
Especially when they're on the vine.
That's true. When they're on the vine.
I've never seen that.
And bread. 25% of people refrigerate bread.
Yeah, it helps. They say it helps. It keeps it longer.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't need cold bread.
No.
Who needs that?
Who needs cold bread?
What about mayonnaise?
You got to refrigerate.
Don't stop.
All right.
And why is it like Hidden Valley Ranch, like with dressing, is not refrigerated when you buy it, but then you have to refrigerate it?
Well, it's once you open things.
I know, but a lot of things.
Ketchup, too. A lot of condiments.
Yeah,
a lot of condiments.
Some dressings that are in the refrigerator.
Doesn't it seem weird?
Pickles. I mean, walk down the condiment aisle, Courtney. None of it's refrigerated until you open it.
And how does Velveeta exist? Just on a shelf.
I'm a sucker for you.
198, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with today's best music mix, and still lots of opportunities for you to win stuff from us today. We already gave away the Shawn Mendes tickets along with the meet and greet passes for today. We have another chance tomorrow and two chances on Wednesday to win those tickets. But the we've got three in a row, you go. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And we have tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals game. And we also have $100 gift cards to Dirt Cheap all week long.
Hey, ooh, hey. To get ready for 4th of July.
That's awesome. Right, Jen.
Sweet.
So we'll give you a chance to win that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay, I don't know about you, but our family's weekend plans were almost completely rained out. At one point, we went to the pool Saturday night, but it was so cold that all the kids' lips were purple. But they loved it, you know? And then they're like, why don't you want to get in the water? I was like, heck no.
Yeah, because all that rain, I bet it was freezing. And yeah. It hasn't been all that hot.
No, not great. But this week, we're going to be in the 90s, so it's good. I will get in the pool. But this weekend, we just sat on the couch and watched a bunch of movies. We went to the theater yesterday and saw Toy Story 4. Kevin went and saw it with his family, too.
It was good. I mean, it's typical Toy Story, but as Jen and I were talking, spoiler alert, is there going to be a Toy Story 5? Can it go any further? Do they even need a Toy Story 5?
Right. And you were saying, and I would agree, out of all of them, we maybe love Toy Story 3 the most.
And you know, it was kind of like you already did the complete cycle. You didn't really need this one. The characters are great.
Is Forky good?
Forky's awesome.
Forky's good, but you know what? Ducky and Bunny.
I know. Yeah. That's
and Duke Kaboom steal the show. Right. So Ducky and Bunny are voiced by Key and Peele. And Duke Kaboom is Keanu Reeves.
And I love Little Combat Carls. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, those are great.
Carl Weathers, awesome.
So it was a great movie. But we showed our kids a couple old ones. My son went to see Men in Black International last week. And I said, let's watch the original. Lots of cursing. But it was great. And they loved it. And now they're listening to Will Smith songs nonstop.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And we got a real 90s feel going on in our house. And then as we were searching for Men in Black, because it's you can rent it on Amazon Prime right now, we saw a bunch of free movies, including Clue, which is my husband's favorite movie of all time. And they wondered how he knew all the lines. And he said between that and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he has those movies completely memorized.
Yeah, and speaking of Clue, I watched that murder mystery.
Adam Sandler.
And it is very Clue. It's very similar to Clue. It reminded me a lot of Clue.
Is it funny?
Yes.
I want to watch it.
So we watched Clue with the kids, and I wasn't sure if they would care, but they loved it so much, they watched it again yesterday.
Really? Doesn't that make you happy?
Yeah.
Like if they hated something you loved.
Right.
It's hurtful.
It like warmed Ryan's heart because it is one of his favorite movies. But my favorite part of the whole thing is, and I'm not really giving anything away, is Nora's favorite quote from the film that she kept repeating over and over, and she doesn't even understand what it means, is the very last line of the movie is, you know, Kevin knows. She wanted me to rewind it multiple times so she could hear Michael McKean say, now I'm going home to sleep with my wife.
Did you read the story about Cam Newton? He was flying somewhere and he had coach seats and he wanted more leg room because he's 6'5", 245 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
So he offered somebody to switch seats with him for $1,500.
Wow.
He was turned down.
What?
It was a 10-hour flight.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I would...
Yeah.
But wouldn't you think the next guy, somebody would
Nobody
be like...
Nobody did.
They might have spent $1,500 on that seat. Maybe not that much, but like they spent a good chunk of change on a 10-hour flight.
Why isn't he planning his flights better?
Yeah, right?
He's got the means to buy the...
Do you really think he was planning his flight? He needs a new assistant is what he needs.
Yeah, he was at Men's Fashion Week in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a video of him being turned down, too.
Of course
That's
there is.
Too bad.
I got no problem with him trying that.
No, though. I don't either. Yeah. I don't find anything wrong with it.
Might have been a lot of Broncos fans.
Yeah, that's true.
At first when I heard this, I thought, I would take that in a heartbeat.
I would too.
Not a 10-hour flight, I don't think so.
I'd take it.
I'm already a bad flyer. I don't need more bad in my life.
Yeah, right.
And is that even allowed? Can you just switch seats with somebody?
Yes.
Why not?
Yes, you can.
I think. On Bridesmaids, she couldn't come up to first class, if you recall.
Well, there wasn't really a seat for
her. There was. They were going to switch places.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a movie.
Yeah, I know.
It's not real.
Yeah.
U.S. women's soccer, they play today?
Yeah, they play against Spain. It's an 11 o'clock start, and you can watch it on FS1. Their next game is Friday, if they win. It's a quarterfinal game, which, you know, they're going to win. Fox.
Although, did you hear? They have the hardest draw out of all the top teams.
Really?
Because they won that Sweden game. Now, if they would have lost the Sweden game, their road would have been easier.
But they don't want to lose anything.
Right. Of course they don't. Right. But they have to face all the top teams, whereas these other teams, and they have way less days of rest in between games, too. Where other top teams, like the twos and threes and fours, longer rest periods, and they're not facing the best of the best.
I believe in them. They can do it.
Well, they said, they're like, hey, if we're going to win this, we want to be the best by beating all the best teams.
Well, and guess what? If they win it by beating all the best teams, again, it's going to play out even better in their court case to win more money. Sports
Chatter! Their draw, it turns out, was only 75% as difficult as the men's draw. I went to the baseball game Friday night. I think it was pretty good.
38%.
Too soon.
Whatever it is.
#too soon.
Well, whatever. Albert Pujols was in town. I went to the game Friday and then watched Saturday, Sunday.
And everything we talked about on the show Friday happened. The curtain call.
He hit a home run and got a standing ovation. The hug with Yachty was awesome.
Yes.
It was so cool. And he literally got a standing ovation every plate appearance he had, all three games. It was pretty cool. Him hitting a home run was cool. Watching his Angels teammates kind of see all that was Mike Trout, who's his teammate, who's the best player in baseball. Him taking it all in was pretty awesome. You could tell how much he loved it. And in fact, last night on Sunday Night Baseball, he was mic'd up and you could hear him talking about it and react to a lot of the cool Albert stuff. And it was really cool, especially happening just 1 week from the Stanley Cup parade. It was really positive, I think, feelings.
And he spent,
St. Louis.
Like $40,000 on tickets, Albert did?
Something like that, yeah. Just making sure people were there. And then so many people from his foundation. He does so much good work still here in St. Louis in town. So a lot of people from his foundation were there. It was really cool. And I haven't heard a lot of people talking about this. Did you guys hear about the alarm that went off Friday night at the baseball?
No. I did hear about that. Yeah, bottom of the first, wasn't it?
It was, I want to say it was a little bit later. It was crazy.
So the alarm, what is the alarm?
Well, so you're just sitting there having a good time.
I have never heard an alarm.
No.
Albert had been up already. Mm-hmm. And so it was this very positive feel. We just that first return back and the standing ovation. And then you're just hanging out in Busch Stadium. Matt Carpenter is up to bat. He's taking a couple pitches. And then all of a sudden you hear this so loud.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
It's like Armageddon.
Really, really scary.
And the announcement comes on and says you're supposed to exit the stadium.
Yes, there's been an emergency. Please make your way towards the exit. In Busch Stadium. Sold out. I mean, the people, the staff, the door people, the ushers and everything at Busch Stadium were like, this is like opening day.
What's
this is
your
insane.
Instinct?
It was that I was terrified.
So did you move, though, or do you just watch everyone?
Well, that's the thing. We're
such cattle.
Right.
Yep.
You know, it's like, well, nobody else is going.
You know what I did? I looked up in the booths to see, you know, the TV and radio guys. I figured they would get information the quickest, and they didn't look like they were panicking, so it was okay. But even the players had no idea what was going on. So you saw the managers come out of the dugouts, and then a police officer came out and told the managers, like, whisper, whisper, whisper. And they didn't look panicked, so it was kind of okay. But it's just this day and age, something like that happens.
So there was no other announcement made?
No, and then but it took a long time until finally they said everything's been cleared and we're okay to play baseball. But there were several minutes, so you're looking around panicked. And, you know, a credit to the fans and the people there. People didn't run each other over. It could have been a really, really scary, dangerous situation. You think about all the things that could have happened. There was a kid in the row behind us whose dad had probably gone to get something and said, all right, sit here, buddy. I'll be right back. So I don't know what's going on. I think I'm going to have to raise this kid as my own. I'm terrified. eventually, John Hewlett, the public address announcer, comes on and says, you know, we've been cleared and everything's fine. And people just got back to it. But it, for a few minutes, it was really, really scary.
I just like how no one moved.
No, they did. People started going, but they didn't trample each other.
I want to know what happened.
And then we kind of paused. Well, it turns out it was just a fluke, just kind of an accident. The Cardinals had some sort of indication that maybe some alarm was going to go off, that there was an issue with the emergency alarm, but then they were also told that it had been fixed.
So when it went off,
they were like, all right, that's what this is. But everybody in there was pretty crazy. And this is just minutes after the Pujols at bat. So it was just a really really weird vibe in there.
And then did you hear we have a date for the Stanley Cup championship banner going to be
October 2nd?
October 2nd against the Capitals.
Is that the home opener too?
Yeah, that's opening night, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God.
So it's the last two Stanley Cup winners facing off against each other.
That's a good point. That's cool.
And they'll raise the banner pregame.
That's
awesome.
Which is so
awesome.
That's a big deal.
That's a game to be at, for sure.
Yeah, and they in the press release announcing that, they said, by the way, the only way to guarantee tickets to that game is to buy your season tickets.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling those are going to be...
I'm happy for them. Good.
Not as expensive as Game 6, but up there, for
pricey.
Sure. Yeah, but good for the boys. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Now it's time for some summer weather. Over the weekend with all of that rain, lots of sporting events were called off. And somebody said, man, we are going to turn into a hockey town. Like, every kid's going to play hockey and not baseball in the summer if this rain keeps up.
We have tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals A's game. All you have to do is answer three simple, sometimes tough for certain people, trivia questions in a row, and you get a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game.
And our first contestant is Angie from Oakville. Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
That's a quality phone line there.
It is.
All right, Angie, here we go. Three questions in a row, and you win tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals A's game. Angie, the Landlord's Game, first patented in 1904, is one of the earliest known versions of what Parker Brothers board game?
Monopoly.
You got it.
Solid, Angie.
Lucky guess.
Question number two. What figure skater, who is also known for her camel skating stunts and made a bob hairstyle fashionable for women?
Dorothy Hamill. Or Hamill.
Hamill. I had the bob myself. I had the Dorothy Hamill bob.
Courtney rocked the Hamill.
I didn't rock it, really. My hair was not as bouncy as hers.
Lots of boys rocked the Dorothy Hamill, too.
Yeah, back Nicholas.
Yes, from Eight is Enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, and one more, and you win tickets to tomorrow night's game.
Okay.
What are footballs said to be made out of?
Pigskin
is correct.
First in wins. Way to go.
Thank you, Angie. Congratulations. You have tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals game. Hold on. We'll get all your information, and we'll be playing again. Three in a row, you go. We'll play tomorrow on the show for tickets for Wednesday's game.
All right. We had Shawn Mendes tickets to give away earlier this morning, too. Find out.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. All right, we're going to get to Shawn Mendes. And actually, we're going to get to a story that's going to make Kevin's wife, Sarah, a little upset. And Courtney and I are going to say, told you so.
Uh-oh.
So curious.
But first, Shawn Mendes. His Instagram post is up at Y98.com. It's a really cool shot of him playing a concert for a bunch of fans, and they all have their phones up so you can just see it's black out in the crowd except for just lights from cell phones. And he said, I'm thinking about ninth grade right now. He had just posted one of his first covers on YouTube, and it was back in way back in 2014. And he said he was walking down the hallway in high school, and a bunch of older kids were like, sing, Sean, sing for us, making fun of him. He felt like a real idiot. And that everything he was doing was stupid and wrong. But luckily, he had family and friends who supported him and kept telling him to do what he loved.
That's a funny part about it. It's like,
yeah, right?
I will sing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he said,
while I'm wearing my Calvin Klein underwear.
Making out with Camila Cabello on the set of our new video for Señorita. He said, not only for the 15-year-old kid is this message, but to the 50-year-old who might be doing the same thing. No matter how old you are, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, you deserve to follow your heart, and I'm here, and I'm rooting for you. Camila Cabello posted a crying emoji and said, this is beautiful.
It is.
And Niall Horan said, couldn't relate or agree with something more if I tried, .. We had the last laugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all these big stars that you see right now, people thought they were foolish.
So that has nothing to do with Sarah. That's
no, okay. Hugh Jackman does, though.
Okay.
Remember last year when Hugh Jackman announced his live performance tour, The Man, The Music, The Show?
Yeah.
And we said, he's going to be up in Chicago.
Right.
It's the weekend of your wedding anniversary. Sarah loves Hugh Jackman.
That would have been this past weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only did he perform in Chicago, but he pulled up in a big old food truck with the logo of his foundation, Laughing Man Coffee Company, and started just offering free cups of coffee from inside the truck.
Is that why he should have gone to for free coffee? I'm not saying.
Oh, you got to be kicking yourself now, buddy.
If you had been in Chicago,
free coffee, Kev.
You could have not only seen Hugh Jackman, but you might have been in the park when he pulled up, and then Sarah could have just met him.
We had a wonderful dinner at George's in Jerseyville.
same.
Very similar.
Space Jam 2. A lot of people are getting excited about this movie. And Steph Curry was offered a role, but he had to turn it down because he was busy. Listen, he's busy being the executive producer behind this new great reality show called Holy Moly. It's about mini golf.
I watched it last week.
Rob Riggle is one of the sports commentators. They wear the old ABC Wide World of Sports jackets.
It's very similar to Wipeout.
It is. Mm-hmm. But it's highly entertaining. Golf. Highly entertaining.
Is it as good as the miniature golf, you know, from Overboard, the movie?
It's better, I think. Maybe a little better. I know what you're talking about. Seven Wonders of the World.
I'm saying.
The Bodyguard. The poster. The iconic poster of Kevin Costner carrying Whitney Houston. Turns out, he wasn't carrying Whitney Houston at all.
What?
It was her stunt double. She's not in the poster.
Huh?
No way.
Yes.
Well, her face doesn't show because she's kind of...
She has her head buried into his shoulder. Sorry, his shoulder. Apparently, she had gone home for the day and Kevin really liked that shot. The studio executives didn't because she was such a big star at the time. They wanted her face shown. So I think there were other alternatives for the poster. And he said no. He fought with the studio and he won. That just shows how big of a star he was that he got a say, and Whitney Houston's face was not in the poster. And it wasn't even Whitney Houston.
Yeah, you know that woman's been telling people for years that's her, and they're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Janice.
Video online at Y98.com right now. Carrie Underwood's baby. He's 5 months old. His name is Jacob. And every time his dad, former NHL player Mike Fisher, sings, he cries. And then Carrie sings, and he stops. Take a listen.
The love that will always be.
Hold on.
Maybe I'll still be
back and forth, that all of these celebrities, including Justin Timberlake, say, this is the greatest thing I've seen year. And we talked about it earlier, but congrats to Toy Story for being the number one movie at the box office. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can... It's birthday time. Are you celebrating a birthday today? Man. Nope.
Mine's in October.
Happy birthday if you are. And you share your birthday with?
Really? Not great. Great lineup.
Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. The third, fourth most famous Fleetwood Macker?
74.
That's a good guess.
72.
You got it. Yeah, good guess. Not a great guess, but yes. Okay, how about Beyonce's sister, Solange? She was the one, by the way, that busted the whole Jay-Z affair wide open, kicking him in the elevator.
30.
Oh, that's what that was all about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
30.
And then...
3?
That's right. And how about she used to date Derek Jeter, which my dad knew.
Your dad's up on Derek Jeter's. Yeah,
the only celebrity juicy stories he knows they involve the Yankees. Minka Kelly. How old is she?
Oh, man.
She was on Friday Night Lights.
No, she's not that old, is she?
36?
35.
Kevin's closest. She's 39.
I'm going to say 39.
Sorry. You know what? You didn't get a chance on the other two, so I forgot. All right, I'll give this one to you. Here's traffic.
Well, give that one I can do.
How old is Mindy Kaling from The Office and The Mindy Project?
37?
No.
Congratulations to Ryan Withington of Imperial. $100 to Dirt Cheap. Yes, do you know how much stuff he can buy at Dirt Cheap with $100? They're already dirt cheap.
Yeah, $100 worth.
Might be able to get the chicken suit for that. I'm not sure. But yeah, he's got his 4th of July plan set with $100 from Dirt Cheap. We'll have more of those $100 gift cards to give away tomorrow through Friday on the show.
Okay, we wanted to talk about the officer who was shot and killed last night while responding to a call.
Yesterday afternoon, actually.
Mm. It was in North St. Louis County, and there was a report of a bad check. And so he went to check on that, and 5 minutes later, they received a call for an officer down. There are just no words for things like this, but Officer Michael Lansdorf was 40 years old, an officer for over 17 years, and he leaves behind two children and a fiance. Backstoppers is such a wonderful organization here in St. Louis. We're so lucky to have them. They help the families of fallen firefighters and police officers, and they come in immediately and just take care of the family. So while they are grieving and trying to make arrangements, they don't have to worry about,
paying for things,
or groceries or anything. They just have it's such a wonderful organization to have here in St. Louis. And if you've ever gone to Guns and Hoses around Thanksgiving, all of that money goes to Backstoppers as well. Following the death of a police officer, Backstoppers gives the family a check for $10,000 to be used in whatever way they need. Then they meet with the family to try and figure out other financial obligations. They eliminate the family's debt, and they provide ongoing support for the children's education and other extraordinary expenses. So we have we will have the link online at y98.com that will take you right to the page where you can assist with the family of Officer Michael Landsdorf.
And I believe they have a person in custody. They're going to have a press conference at 11 a.m. today with more information. But there's a picture that keeps floating around that people are sharing, and it's him comforting a child that their apartment or house caught on fire, and it's him just holding this toddler in his arms. So just think about the family and all the police officers that are risking their lives every day. And I was lucky enough to do an event with the St. Louis County Police Family Association earlier this year, and all that money goes to great organizations like Backstoppers. But we will Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, winding things down for a Monday. Oh, thank goodness. Last week felt like a really long week. This Monday's felt like 5 days to me. I think it's when you have a vacation planned, the days move very slow.
Yeah, you're like, hurry up, hurry up.
Right. A couple of things that we didn't get to. Top 10 cities where people are most likely to have affairs. Congratulations, St. Louis.
Oh, no.
Yay.
You are number three.
Number three?
No, not yay, Kevin.
No, I know. That was a sarcastic
How do you explain that?
Based on the number of sign-ups on Ashley Madison last summer.
Gross.
Why do we think that is? Why are we so high?
I don't know.
Because people signed up on Ashley Madison.
But is it a coincidence that we're also top five for...
At the STDs?
Right. And cheating. Good job.
Who beat us in cheating?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, of course,
and
Florida.
Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, man. And Florida. Man,
rest of the stinks. Rest of the top 10. Pittsburgh, Fremont, California, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Vegas, Tampa, and Gilbert, Arizona.
Weird.
Wow. If I heard Gilbert, I'd be like.
I wonder why we're on there.
I don't know.
It's weird.
It's really sad, though.
I did love the meme after we won the Stanley Cup. And it's like, yes, St. Louis, we're finally number one in something other than chlamydia.
We have a new world's ugliest dog. Did you post this picture at y98.com?
Scamp the Tramp.
I saw the picture.
It's not the worst one.
No, it's not. And my cousin has a dog who looks a lot like Scamp. I feel like she should enter him because he has his own Instagram page.
Usually the winner... It has weird hair, and they're missing teeth, so their tongue hangs out.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Scamp. Scamp isn't that bad.
Does Scamp have one eye?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. It's kind of like a wink.
Three, though. He's got three.
They get $1,500, and they get an appearance on the Today Show. That may have happened today. I'm not sure. Did you hear this story that went viral last week? This bride had posted a picture. She had tweeted a photo last week of... her in a wedding dress, and her mother-in-law, who also wore a wedding dress, to her wedding.
What?
And everybody was freaking out about it. Apparently, the mother-in-law loves a sale, and she got the wedding dress for a really good price. So this picture is these two women, and the mom really looks really good. Yeah. You can't tell which one's the bride.
Right. Yeah, it's not okay.
And she grew up poor. And so...
No, I don't care.
Listen to this story you've got. Her mother-in-law grew up poor that sometimes... So poor that sometimes she'd eat matches out of starvation. the bride's still not angry about it. She said she was kind of bothered by it at first, but they're really tight. And the mother-in-law feels bad now, years later.
Well, yeah, she feels bad. She used to eat matches.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.